Hey everybody, and welcome to Declutter Me, a podcast about organizing and decluttering your life. And guess who I have here? Your host, Shalina.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm all right today. How are you?
I'm good. So you were telling me this story about a very, very interesting message you got recently.
Yeah, so I got a message from a potential client saying, can you help me organize a house? And I said, sure. Send me pictures of your house so I can have a look and see what works needs to be done.
Do you normally ask them for pictures before you go in?
Yes. Usually I talk to the clients first and they explain everything to me and I get a more of an understanding of where they're from, like where they're coming from and why they've contacted me and what help they need. And then I also explain how I provide my services. And then I usually ask for videos and pictures. So it's easier for me to see what work they need. And it's normally the same for most clients. You know, sometimes there's more stuff, sometimes a bit less. But for this client, she sent me first pictures from Pinterest of very organized, staged kitchens and bathrooms.
And regular listeners of the show will know Shalina is a huge fan of Pinterest.
Not really.
No. Or not really of the stage ones anyway, where it's a bit unrealistic.
No, stage is fine. I mean, even on my social media, we have pictures of staged things. I mean, even when I take pictures, of course, you get rid of some of the bits and pieces. Everybody does. You know, that's, I'm being honest here. People love it and it's inspirational and you would hope to have that. But on a normal day-to-day living, you can't live like that. It's too much pressure on yourself. It looks beautiful for a while, but no, you need to live your life. It would be lovely to have all of the matching containers, and people do because I put matching containers into their kitchens and bathrooms and wardrobes, but you can't base your whole life around it. So she sent pictures of this and said, want it exactly like that. I said, okay, fine. I bring boxes. She then sent videos of her kitchens and bathrooms, and it was already super organized in boxes, mostly matching, not all matching, but mostly. Didn't have any clutter. And to be honest, she didn't need my services. All she needed was the boxes to be labeled, maybe, if you want to go a bit over the top. But she was very organized already. And I said to her, you know, I was like, I don't think you need me, you know.
What would motivate someone who is that organized and does not have that much clutter and like to reach out to you? Like, what would be the thing that was bothering them or bothering her?
I hate to say it, but it's this term OCD. They claim they're OCD and they think that a professional organizer is OCD and that we're always like this. You know, we want everything in boxes and labeled properly, and they don't understand the full concept of what professional organizers do to help people and the psychology behind working with people to declutter and organize. And her response to me when I said, look, you don't need my services. You're very organized already. You just need labels. She said, you're not OCD enough like me. And I said to her, I'm not OCD. I am. OCD is a mental health issue. It's a kind of psychological issue. So you have obsessions and you have compulsions, and they're completely different from wanting to have everything in a box. That's not OCD. And if you go to any psychologist, psychiatrist, mental health professional, they will tell you people who want things in boxes and all very organized and have not got OCD. If you had OCD, it's debilitating in your life. You can't leave the house because you have to check things over and over again. You think that you're going to do something before you've done it. That's what OCD is. You've got compulsions and, you know, uncontrollable thoughts. That doesn't happen with being organized.
Yeah, and I think the problem, of course, is that there are certain ones. ADHD is another one, I think, and OCD is one of those where the line between what is medically OCD and what is medically ADHD, for example, is very blurred now. And so I think people bandy the term a lot to just say like, oh, I'm OCD, I have ADD or something, which is attention deficit disorder. Whereas actually those are very medical things, and ideally you should be diagnosed. Both OCD, ADD, I think these are people just start calling themselves this stuff, irrespective of whether they've ever actually been to a professional.
And a lot of the time, they don't actually have that medical term. You have to have reached that level, which will be diagnosed by a doctor. say OCD, like you want everything in a box and you get annoyed if it's not in the box and you get frustrated. If it doesn't stop you from functioning from your day-to-day life and it doesn't bring you anxiety to the point that you're debilitated, then that's just, it's not that you've got a medical problem, you know, it's just a normal, it's just an extreme of a normal day-to-day life.
So, I mean, obviously, and we've said this before many times as well, like, you know, we're not mental health professionals either. And so, you know, we're talking about this a little conceptually. So let's break it away from the disorder per se. Yeah. And let's talk about someone who is in this position where they do feel like they haven't organized enough, whether it's because they do have it and we don't know that yet, or maybe it's just they are, you know, they're higher than average when it comes to wanting their lives decluttered. We don't know. But whatever be the reason, let's talk about that situation and that person to say, I've kept all my stuff in boxes, but I still feel like I need a professional declutter to come in and do that. Can this person actually benefit from you, or is that something that you wouldn't really want to do?
So I have one client who I love to bits, who I've been working with for years. She does have compulsion. She is actually OCD. It's not debilitating, but it has its moments. And she has gone to the doctors. She does get anxiety. When I initially worked with her, she had a lot of clothes, she had a lot of makeup, she had a lot of toiletries. So we worked for a few weeks on, you know, like one day a week or something. But we worked on decluttering a lot, and then I organized everything. So we did the big cull many years ago, about 3 years ago. And since then, every quarter or every half of the year, she would call me and go, can you come in and help to look at my toiletries again, or her kitchen. We've done her kitchen a few times, and it's all boxed, it's all labeled, but she just wants to go through it with me and go through the items, either declutter them or move the items around in the cupboards, because she gets anxiety doing it herself. She needs me to help her, and it's only for about 2 or 3 hours, so we don't spend a lot of time together, but because I know her and I've worked with her for so long, it has, you know, we have that relationship. And she'll sometimes say to me, I need you to come. And I'll say, send me pictures and let me see what's happened. And there might be no need for me to come. She's just getting anxiety. And I will say to her, like, no, you're not ready right now. Just give it a few weeks. Let's see what happens. So in a way, I kind of help her control her anxiety. Sometimes all she needs is that call for me to say, no, you don't need me right now. Give it a few more months and then I'll come in and do a big job with you. Because, of course, I don't want to waste her time and my time and, you know.
And there's a money aspect.
There's a money thing, yeah. You have to pay for me. But I don't want people to waste money when they don't need to. I'm not going to take advantage of her just because of her anxiety. Even with this woman who contacted me, you know, with saying that she was OCD and I'm not OCD enough, I said to her, I don't want to waste your money. I don't think you need me. If there was a big declutter to do and to organize, then it would make more sense. Then we could build the relationship. But when you're already organized and everything, then there's no point.
So I guess if you look at the average scale, the average person that you might come across, it's, you know, there's a mess. It's a little overwhelming for me, and or I don't know how to go deal with it. So I need someone help to come in and help me. And you help me clean it. And we clean it. And then invariably, I'm assuming anyway, that most of those clients then ideally will not need you again for easily 6 months or maybe even a year sometimes, depending on how much they accumulate thereafter. In the case of some people, however, and the ones that we're talking about today, it's more like stuff is organized, but for them there's this sort of nagging feeling that, oh, something has changed. I need to like just review this one more time to make sure that something hasn't changed, or maybe I feel like there might be a better way to organize something and I want to keep it cleaner. And so that's when they need you.
And I say to everyone, like, we might organize and declutter together, but you have to get used to the system and you might want to move things around yourself. But at least we've got the basics of it, or it's in the box. You can just move it around to another cupboard. But it does depend on the client, and each client is different. And I mean, I've worked with some clients who have claimed they're OCD where they're not OCD, but they're just very determined in which position everything should be. They want everything in that set way. And if you don't follow it, they get very upset and very frustrated. And we can't work like that as an organizer. You've called us in. We have a system or a method to how we organize. You've called us in to use that system. If you don't like it, then that's fine. Of course, you can change it. But if we're in there with you and you're already going, no, 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 there's no point having us in there. And I have had that once where one person did do that to me, but she actually did have ADHD, which she'd had diagnosed, but she wasn't taking medication. and it had escalated to the point that she had accumulated clutter, that she did need my help, but we couldn't work properly because she wasn't allowing for us to work, like for me to organize everything properly for her. I would organize something and she would go over it again. Then I'd go to somewhere else and try and push her to go to some, move to another area, and she'd go redo that bit again to the point that it was just, and then she was like, well, you're not doing anything. And I'm like, I'm trying, but you keep on repeating the same cupboard again and again. So, and so that was actually, you know, I had to stop. I had, which I never do with clients, you know, stop midway and go, we can't work together anymore. And that was a medical condition that she needed to get sorted out. And I think she did after we had our session. So it was good in a way.
So if someone is maybe perhaps feeling along those lines, even though things are a bit organized or things, you know, are already following a system in some way, or maybe they've listened to the show, they've executed on some of these principles, and yet they're still feeling anxiety, what would be your advice or takeaway for them?
I think go to a doctor, go to a mental health professional and talk to them. There are some that specialize in this kind of, in anxiety and OCD. So talk to them and see what they say. And then if they say to you, okay, you've got this, but you need to do, you know, you could work with an organizer as well, then you can. And they're actually, you know, in America and the UK, there are certain organizers that specialize with working with these kind of clients as well. I don't, unfortunately, I haven't got the skills for it, but there are ones that deal with it, you know, all the time. The same for hoarding. So that's also a lot of time that's linked to mental health issues as well. So if you and I've done that with, I've got a few hoarding clients, not many. And they actually go to a mental health professional as well at the same time as dealing with, as working with me to help with their anxiety and their depression, because a lot of them have depression because of the hoarding. Or it's linked together in some way. So we can work together to help our clients, but you need to understand and appreciate that you need to get help from various people, not just from an organizer or a doctor.
So I think if people do feel that way and they're maybe a bit unsure or they're kind of in between, maybe they can reach out to you, of course, as always, you know, tickleme.com. Look for the contact form. So I think you can perhaps recommend to them as well whom they could go see if they're based here.
Yeah, if they're based here in Dubai, there's a few organizations that they can contact who I can recommend, and also in the UK. And of course, you know, I can find out for other countries as well. I've got connections there with other organizers, so I'm sure they'll be able to advise. So if you do have any concerns, or you know, you want to talk, or you think, you know, you want to have a house full of boxes, very organized, you can definitely come and talk to me and we can see whether I can help or if somebody else can help.
Super. And as always, you can find out more about the show and find out our episodes and everything else by visiting declutterme.com/podcast. And you can find Declutterme on all of social media. So we'll see you next week.
Bye.